With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak & Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Have you heard about Exotic Joe?
Exotic Joe.
We're gonna call for
No. All right, well, Exotic Joe is a zookeeper. He has an amazing mullet, and he got some prison time for trying to hire a hitman to take out his rival. So here's the backstory. He's 56. His real name is Joseph Allen Maldonado. He's in Wynwood, Oklahoma, and he's a zookeeper who runs a private petting zoo with a lot of exotic animals. So,
when they say private petting zoo, does that mean that they can just play by their own rules?
Kind of like that.
Part of those.
Well, he said he had some health issues, so he put down 5 tigers and sold their cubs a few years ago. And there's a woman that criticized him for mistreating these animals, and she was outraged. She's the founder and CEO of Animal Sanctuary Big Cat Rescue, and her name is Carol Baskins.
Carol.
All right, so what happened was he tried to hire a hitman to take Carol out.
And this Bret Hart, who's in on it? Oh, my God. Nine just showed me the mugshot of this guy.
He's great. Joe. Big mullet.
Yeah, so back in 2017, he offered an employee $3,000 to fly to Florida to kill Carol. When the person said no, Joseph then tried to hire someone else, another hitman. Unfortunately, that other hitman turned out
Thomas Hearns.
Turned out to be an undercover FBI agent.
That would have been Ricky Hatton.
So Joseph was found guilty last April of murder for hire, falsifying wildlife records, and violating the Endangered Species Act. So on Wednesday, he was sentenced to 22 years in prison.
If you're constipated, do you have endangered feces?
No.
No.
You have plenty.
This is crazy right here.
he tried to run for governor of Oklahoma a couple years ago.
How'd that go?
He didn't win.
I mean, run for sheriff and make more money.
But he did these campaign videos talking about how he's done lots of drugs and had lots of kinky sex.
Wow. Why didn't he win?
I don't know.
Should talk about his teeth.
We have the audio if you want to get it.
We have the audio of what?
Of his his governorship videos, his campaign video.
Oh, man. So the guy who hired a hitman to kill another zookeeper ran for governor, and here is his political ad.
This is video message number 1 of 333 videos that I'm going to be putting up over the next 11 months. I ain't cutting my hair. I ain't changing the way I dress. Earrings are staying. So you're going to hear some colorful over the next 11 months. And if you don't like it, you know where the stop button is. Through my years, I have tried some drugs. I ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. Hell, I've done it all. I've had some of the kinkiest sex you can imagine. I've been to dirty stores, you name it.
Wow.
Does he have your vote? No.
I mean, who's running against him? Probably.
Go on.
If it's him or politicians, it's him.
And I'm just wondering how, you know, when you hear people that get caught by FBI agents, how does that ever happen? Like, you know, when you're going, I always think of the bar scene when people are trying to hire somebody for a hitman. And
yeah.
Where do you just go to the local tavern to look for somebody? And
everybody tries to do that stuff online now. You'd be better off going to the local bar.
I don't know.
I meet crazy people in bars. There's probably some of them who do it for money. Probably. Crazy people in
yeah,
bars.
But I mean, that's why you go. You're looking for somebody who's willing to do something crazy for a little bit of money.
You can meet an FBI agent online, or you can meet some crazy, crazy person at a bar. Either way,
it's true.
Bad move.
Yeah, terrible.
I'm looking for a man to paint a house.
See?
Or did you paint toilets?
What?
That's you.
All right. Well, there's a video that went viral of Julianne Hough, and she's really pretty, don't you think?
I do. I think she's hot.
Yeah. Well, she...
Let's all Google her right now.
Okay. We'll do it together.
Play along with me. She was at the World Economic Forum to help a doctor out by the name of John Amaram.
Oh, yeah.
And he was demonstrating some weird holistic energy-releasing thing that he does. And Julianne was undergoing some treatment. And people are wondering, by watching the video, was she having an exorcism or an orgasm?
There's a wave pattern moving through the system, and there's always a huge dissipation of energy and a feeling of freedom. Expression of emotion may happen when the system moves, when energy that was stored or bound up in the muscles begins to dissipate. Most people wouldn't make that sound.
When that emotion came out, it was just stored emotion, and I could feel it. I'm not hypnotized. I'm not anything. I am totally conscious. And to me, that little, whether that was sound, whether that was the body moving, I feel so much more liberated on the inside.
So, like, I mean, I make noises like that in the bathroom every morning.
Yeah, I don't think she's getting one.
Well.
What is he doing, though? Is it like acupuncture or some kind of releasing of the chakras?
I don't know.
Was she at a Mark Patrick seminar?
She's laying face down on the table, and he's running his hands around her body, and it's basically like, you know, pulling energy out of your body. And so she, you know, felt good.
Hmm.
He would, too, if he got to touch her.
So either it was just like mind-blowing or just a release of something that was just held up for a while.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
I'm still going to say not an exorcism or an orgasm, neither one.
Neither one.
Okay. In my mind, it was an organism.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Exorcism.
Did you Google image search Julianne Hough?
I did.
Yeah. I did too.
A pretty lady.
Yeah, she's not as hot as Derek, but not bad.
Yeah, she's famous from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
okay. I get her mixed up with Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, she's much younger,
much better looking.
Yeah,
if I could be sexist.
Well, here's something we're not going to think very highly of these human beings. A Walmart in Florida, they got an $80,000 donation from Khalil Mack, who is a, if you don't know, linebacker with the Chicago Bears. And over Christmas, his charity foundation made this $80,000 donation to the Walmart in his hometown of Fort Pierce, Florida, to pay off all the layaway accounts at the store. But get this. It turned out that the Walmart only had $60,000 total in layaways. So instead of returning the extra $20,000 to the managers, the employees decided to put a bunch of stuff on layaway for themselves and use that money to pay off their debt. So a spokesperson for Walmart says, quote, "We have determined the store did not handle the transaction in keeping with Walmart's guidelines and have taken corrective action." So it's not clear what the action was, so we don't know.
Are they going to give the money back to the charity?
Well, we don't know if anybody was from the store was suspended or fired, or have they returned the stuff that they got from the donation.
I wouldn't piss him off. Mm-mm. I'd give it back.
I'd give him his money back. I wouldn't take his money.
But this is upper level, right? This got to be management.
What if they're going to send him a $20,000 gift card to Walmart?
Yeah, $20,000 Walmart gift
take
card.
Take one
go.
Of everything great value sales.
Yep.
Shaq's got the record for like, well, you spent like 80 or 90 grand.
I thought
Walmart.
It was Madea had the record.
Oh, when Shaq got traded to the Suns, he said he had to go to Walmart and buy all new stuff. So he dropped like 90 grand at a Walmart.
And they all got free car insurance and Papa John's.
Like if you go get a cart, you used to call them 51s. I don't know what they call you now.
Like, Shaq spent 70 at Walmart.
70, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you can't, like, say, I'm going to keep this money. Like, it's got to be people who handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, the higher up. So yeah. The layaway manager.
Yeah, or somebody.
Or
like
menager, as Nine would say.
Menager.
Menager.
I wouldn't say it that way. I'd spell it.
Menager.
Oh, cashier couldn't initiate this kind of thing.
Well, M&M.
By the way, just for those that are texting in wondering, yes, Julianne Hough was in the skin issue of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she was.
All right, well, it's Eminem is back in the news because he released his new album, Music to be Murdered By, and he's defended the title in the context of this new album on Instagram by saying, quote, "If you are easily offended or unnerved at the screams of bloody murder, this may not be the collection for you. These bars are only meant for the sharpest knives in the drawer." However, his critics are just saying that Music to be Murdered By is littered with diatribes against the critics who slammed his last album, that's what he generally does.
Oh, okay.
So if it's a statement about violence in the world, and that's why Music to be Murdered By is what he's saying, you know, you take whatever you can with the body of work that is in there. But you know how he does, he goes after people that attack him.
Yeah. That's his bit.
He perceives as having wronged him.
Let me ask you something. Have you seen him recently, Marshall?
Yeah.
Has he had plastic surgery?
I don't know, man.
I realize you age, and I realize that how long has he been? Like, when did?
97, right?
Cool.
Is that when that first?
I remember going and bought it at Circuit City across from Haywood Mall, but like, imagine, you age over 20 years or 23 years or whatever, but.
I was like Slim Shady was early 99.
He doesn't even look like the same person. Like, I don't know if it's Botox or if he had skin tightening or whatever.
Yeah, he's got the beard that kind of throws people off.
Yeah, a little bit.
But he looks made up like a mortician would, like a dead body.
Yeah. I haven't heard it yet. I did hear yesterday the Post Malone song with Ozzy Osbourne.
Wasn't that bad?
I kind of like it.
Wasn't that bad?
Well, I mean, even not Ozzy and Elton John, that's not a bad song either. But why not try different things?
Yeah, I want to hear Ozzy and Lizzo together.
It ain't offensive, but it is forgettable.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you won't remember it in 6 months. You won't remember it even happened.
Yeah. I do my hair tossing, have my nails.
Yeah. I listened to that Eminem record last Friday evening. I was sitting at the house, you know.
Oh, it didn't come out today?
No, last Friday. I was sitting in the house straightening up a little bit, getting ready to go out for the evening to the rock and roll show, and I listened to it, the whole thing.
Was there anything that stood out that you liked on it?
Not really.
Yeah.
I want to go a step further with that. How do you get ready for a rock show? What do you do? What is pre-gaming like at the house?
Smoky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question?
What?
Do you masturbate before you go out for a night like that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm 35. I'm good.
I thought you only did that if you're going to, you know, have a date and you didn't want
to. That's true. If you're going to a rock show, it's going to be 90% dudes.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so you do it there.
Yeah. Just wait until you get there. Because, you know, then 9 out of 10 people are dudes. You want them to watch.
I ain't listening to more.
I'm learning so much. I think
he's only got one feud, Eminem, right? Machine Gun Kelly?
No, Nick Cannon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Eminem just like, nah. Nah.
Yeah, I don't think he acknowledged that one.
He never acknowledged it a bit that I know of.
But the feuds are good for him because it sells volumes and records. So, I mean, why not? He's going to move up to number one on the charts with this. So,
I don't know, man. I don't know. I haven't heard it. Nine, will it go to number one on the charts? What is number one on the charts? Somebody you've never heard of, probably.
Probably the new Eminem album.
I mean, hip-hop should be booked like wrestling. It should be like, you know, ASAP Rocky versus Freak Nasty.
If it's updated with the new Eminem, it'd be number one coming out. The most recent update was Selena Gomez, new record, number one.
Okay.
And then you want to hear some of the artists in the top 10?
I know.
Roddy Rich, Moneybag Yo.
Dude, so I'm on the Billboard
Jack Boys
Hot 100. Roddy Rich is the number one song in the country. And then there's... I am so disconnected. I'm all right with that. DaBaby.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Mustard featuring Roddy Ricch. Bad Bunny.
Who are Jack Boys?
I don't know.
I'm looking.
Lil Baby.
The baby's from Charlotte. He's fine.
Lil Nas X.
Would it be
there.
Fun if he wasn't from Charlotte?
Yeah, because he does that dance where he's beating himself and the girls twerk upside down. And he's just like watching their ass go back and forth.
Oh, here we go. It's
Niner, are you going to see Young Boy Never Broke Again?
No.
Boogie with the Hoodie?
Jack Boys is Travis Scott and Sheck West and Don Tolliver and Luxury Types.
Oh, Cat and Shaq, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know it was, I didn't know how you're spelling Jack.
What's they set Ferg up to?
I don't know.
Well, if you're planning to go to the movies this weekend, The Gentleman is out. Starring Matthew McConaughey.
Fatboy wants to see that, but he couldn't remember what it was.
I can't remember that it was out, but yeah. I know it's about pot nine. You might as well be in it.
Well, it's about a bloody drug war, according to this.
Well, see, that's no fun.
It might be like Snatch. Snatch was fun.
Snatch was fun. So was Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Mm-hmm. Rock and Roller wasn't that fun.
No.
Written and directed by Guy Ritchie, so you're probably on to something. Someone's Marijuana Empire in London. So we'll see what happens with that and how it will do. McConaughey is always good, I think.
There's a bunch of people in it. Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah. So should be good. Rated R. So you'll get some violence.
No, I can't do it if it's rated R.
You can't do it? You only goes PG-13?
Yeah. It's too violent.
Oh, it's too bad.
I don't believe a word you're saying.
I'm telling you, man. There's some good R-rated movies you're missing out on.
Yeah. Thanks, Paige. You bastard.
That's me. All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes. Yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
Rock! You can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot.
What?
You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. They were screenshot by you, the P1s, sent in anonymously, of course. We never reveal our sources.
Never.
To the Rise Guys at AOL.com. Names, though, have been changed to protect the Republicans, the Democrats,
the Independents,
the guilty,
the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. And as always, we are live at facebook.com/riseguys. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I hold in my hand what I think is going to be one of the absolute best Facebook fussins ever.
I agree with that. This is going to be good.
Balls to the wall good. Ooh.
This is some good fussing.
Yeah.
Excited.
Okay. Here we go. Scene one. Playing the role of Dylan will be Fatboy. Playing the role of Tyson will be Nine. Playing the role of Savannah will be freaking me. Playing the role of Delilah will be Paige. And with a dual role, playing the role of Mason will also be Nine. And action.
Well, my Nana is gone and I'm just slightly heartbroken over it.
Oh, wow, dude. So sorry for your loss. I'll be praying for you, and I've been there if you need somebody to talk to.
Are you stupid or what, bro? I mean, WTF, she ain't blanking dead. She just went back to Birmingham, Jefferson County, did blank.
Well, you ain't got to be a blanking dick about it, man. I was just trying to be there for you.
OMG, oh my God. I thought your sweet mama had done died. OMG, I am so glad RN right now.
WT actual blank, this blank thought my grandma died, and now this stupid dumb blank, you thought my mama was dead? I mean, what the blank is wrong with y'all?
Well, this is the first time in my life somebody jumped down my throat for Kieran.
All right, shut the blank up. Plenty of dudes were jumping down your throat in high school.
Hey, yeah, well, none of those boys would be crying on FB because their granny went home.
Yeah, man. I mean, your post made it look like the old woman was dead.
Now, y'all are both sick, blanking people.
You're lucky to have her in your life, Tyson. Now is when you need to remember the good times and be thankful for every moment you got to spend with her. Rest in peace, Nana Blankson.
Read the comments, you stupid bitch. She ain't dead, damn.
OMG, why didn't anybody call me? She's my Nana too, man. I don't even know what to do right now, but why'd I have to find her on Facebook? Why didn't somebody just pick up the phone?
She is not dead.
What kind of sick joke you trying to play on us? You're supposed to be my cousin.
Read the comments, stupid. I'm just saying she went back home.
I'm so glad she's okay, but man, you're an ass for making people think Nana died.
Blame me, man. This is ridiculous.
Ridiculous? You're acting like this when your post made it look like somebody died.
You don't even know her, so I don't know. I mean, I don't get why you care so much.
So it's my fault because I tried to lift you up when I thought someone died?
No, it's your fault because your fat ass commented before you read the comments.
Bro, for real, are you back on meth or pills or something?
No.
Insane. See, that's the thing. Nana went back home.
Yeah.
Like,
Nana went home.
With Jesus? Or, like, her home?
To Birmingham.
Or, like, is she on hospice? Like, explain yourself.
She's in Alabama.
Get everybody in a whole hoopla.
Yeah.
You can send these to theriseguys@AOL.com. Screenshot them and then try to send them in order if you can, because it's hard sometimes to piece them together. And again, you can watch this live at facebook.com/riseguys. Scene 2, playing the role of Chad will be Fabwa. Playing the role of Michael will be 9. Playing the role of Murray will be Paige. Playing the role of Winston will also be Fatboy. Playing the role of Mama, I don't know where I'll draw for this one, will be freaking me. And action!
Chad posts a picture of his shirt off, flexing in the mirror with a bald head and two mutton chops on his face. Yeah, just bonded out of Pickens 3 days ago on my way to ACDC to do a year, most likely. Here's a before pick for you, Michael. 170 pounds, and you wouldn't last 30 seconds stepping to me. But wait till I get out, son, because we're going to be throwing these D-beaters to death. I'm going to humble your blanking ass for good. You better hope they don't let me come home today, or else we doing it today, junkie. I'm about to put you in the ground, son, right next to your blank damn grandparents and that mom of yours, boy.
I saw you was in there locked up, I mean, on damn jail blood or whatnot. Who the hell snitch on you?
Blanky Blankus, it was her who snitched.
Well, it looks like you beat it like old OJ, though, LOL.
I told you, if you hang with Shade, you gonna get Shade. Damn runt better not let me catch her at my mama's house. Love you, son. Kissing babies for me. Hey, baby.
Think the autocorrect got you there, LOL.
LMAO. Hey, mama, you think his old lady's better than the one snitched him out? Wrong. She's just as bad. Hell, she's probably worse.
Mama, you better handle this one before I do. I tell you what, Blanker, you better keep my blank damn lady's name out your blanking mouth before you mess up. You knocking on heaven's door now, son.
I really ain't got a dog in this damn fight. All I'm saying is that damn stunt better not come to my mama's house, because, yeah, I got a problem with the damn thief. How strong am I? Well, my feet are damn planted, and I ain't backing down from no damn body.
That's why I always liked you, Mom. You speak your mind, don't hold back. But as far as you go, Chad, I always thought of you as a nephew to me. We went fishing, did all kind of blank together. Me and you ain't Becky get a divorce. You start running your D-blanker for years. I'm sick of it. So why don't you be a man and meet up with me so I can whip your big mouth sorry ass? Hell, I'll give you the first swing. As far as your lady goes, I remember her wanting to come over to my house, wanting me to blank her. Maybe they'll want your leftovers. I sure as hell don't.
Well, I ain't running. Hell, I ain't hard to find. We lonely over here. I ain't stooping to your level, though.
Stooping to my level? Hell, you trying to beat me. You didn't have a problem trying to come and steal from me a few days ago, but I guess you got a problem coming over here getting your ass whooped up.
You better think how you choose your words, son. I've been locked up since last Friday. Lost my damn grandma while I was in there. I'm going to Anderson to do a year, most likely, but I got no problem walking to your house and lighting your ass up before I go in. You want to play Facebook gangster? You my number one cheerleader. I ain't hard to find if you want some. So whatever you shooting up tonight that makes you feel like Superman, then you better shoot it. because I got no problem making you choke on your own blood, son.
I did hear your grandma passed away recently, though. Sorry to hear that, in all seriousness.
It don't matter if you're sorry or not.
Yeah, it's too late for all that. You still about to get these damn beaters upside your head,
Insane.
Son.
Insane. These D-beaters.
D-beaters.
I never heard them called that.
Oh, me neither, man. That's a new one.
I only got one. Some people got two.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to use both hands.
I can't use the other one.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Screenshot these. You know you see them all the time. We promise to not ever say who sent these to us. Deep breath, scene three. Playing the role of Ike will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Travis will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Ryan will be Nine. And action.
Ike posts a pic of him and a woman standing in front of a small restaurant with the following caption. Let me tell you what, me and Sharon will not let this stop us. We have battled to open the doors of our restaurant, and I'll be darned if I sit back and let some punk and his old butch of a wife ruin our business. You know who you are. Be glad I do not know where you live yet.
Hey, Ike, what's happening with you, Garth? What happened to the diner?
It ain't a diner, it's a bistro.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Look, what's wrong, though? What's got you all wound up, my brother?
Third time today already I have seen somebody on Facebook posting statuses where they don't tell you what's wrong, just that something's wrong. They're just begging you to ask what's wrong. So I ain't asking. I don't even care.
Ryan, can you EMA? Okay. Here's the spoon. Travis, I'll send you a tech message. Don't really want to say it on here like this.
Oh, it's okay. I understand, guys. So sorry.
What the hell? I was kind of joking or being sarcastic, but I... Again, you post this cryptic, something is wrong with me and Sharon and our business, and you go on to call some guy a punk and call his wife a butch.
I meant bitch of a wife, not butch of a wife. A butch don't wear that much makeup.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified that. So then when someone like this goof Travis asks what's wrong, you say you don't really want to go into here. Trying to get free advertising or some sympathy meals purchased by friends?
Hey, Ryan, IDK, who you even are. Are you even over 18?
Yeah, I'm 25. Why?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you was over 18 because I was about to threaten you with some body harm.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my God, this is great.
Ryan. Quit dredging my Facebook.
I think you meant trolling.
Ryan, shut the blank up. I meant what I said. Damn.
Oh, sorry, man. I'm just trying to help. Sorry, bud. Three thumbs up emojis.
Look, let's rewind here for just a second. I'm sorry your business is fledgling or you're having a tough time. I hope you and Sharon are cool. Seriously, I support local.
Our business, a.k.a. our bistro, is not going out of business. Whatever you said with your big words. You go to school in Charleston. And you come back with a big vocabulary thinking you hot S.
Fledgling means you're just getting going now that you're going out of business. I'll wave the white flag. I'll give in. I'll ask, what started all this? The problem with someone attacking the bistro.
These food truck MFers park a block away selling food at half the price. We sat there all night. Not one single customer. Not a one. About 9 p.m., I walked out back and see a handwritten sign on our front door that said, closed by DHEC. And guess whose food truck was slammed full of customers?
Who, Ike? Whose was it?
The same damn food truck I was referring to the whole time. Can you not piece together a conversation?
I'm so sorry, Ike. I guess I didn't scroll down. Sorry, bros.
LOL.
What the hell are you LOLing about? I already warned you one time, old boy.
Travis, dude, I clicked on your profile pic. You're like 130 pounds soaking wet.
Oh, yeah, you think? Well, I'm 177 pounds, and I'll be soaking wet when I get to your house.
What?
I meant for sweat, because I get really hot when I get pissed.
Insane.
Broseph. That's the greatest voice.
That's awesome.
That's my Daffy Duck.
That was fun.
Oh, man, oh, man. Oh. Ike. Yeah, so.
Bistro.
Food truck wars.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's a real thing.
It is real.
Yeah.
Coming to a city near you.
Yeah. The brick and mortar's been replaced by food trucks.
Yeah.
Could you live in a food truck?
Sure.
Like a mobile home that you could also just drive it to a farmer's market and sell burritos and things.
Sure, that's fun.
What you just heard was real funny, but real,
real Facebook argument screenshot by you, the P1, sent in anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. Don't forget to comment down below what you're wearing right now.
Yeah.
Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fuss and...
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Sounds like Nine's noisemaker for the Brutally Honest Music Review.
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to be back next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, the return of the Brutally Honest Music Review for next week. If you're a local band, local artist, musician, or hell, I don't even care if you listen to the show. Like, if you work with an old boy who's in a band or your nephew's up-and-coming hip-hopper, it doesn't matter the genre of music.
Yeah, whatever you got, we want to hear you.
And we'll play it on the radio. It's the Brutally Honest Music Review. If you would like to be a part of it and have your music played for 800 and something thousand people listening live, not counting the podcast, go to 933theplanetrocks.com, click on the Rise Guys tab, or text HONEST to 72341. We'll send you the link that away too.
Yep.
HONEST, HONEST.
Yeah, you want to get married at numerous nuptials, you have somebody who wants to marry you, you can get a marriage license. Text RING, RING, to 72341.
A lot of things to keep top of mind for the next few weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to hit them one more, Matt, man. If you want to watch that Facebook fussing you just heard, text FUSS, F-U-S-S, to the CVM text line, 72341.
That's 72341. Monday, we're going to crack open the sack. We haven't done that in a while. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. That's TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. P1 payoff returns as well. $1,000 once an hour, starting up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, man. I look forward to the return of the P1 payoff and the return of the sack.
Return of... Dude, we should get that done. Dan in Columbia?
Come on.
Return of the Mac, return of the sack.
Yeah.
I love that. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, or here's another one to text. Text podcast to 72341. We'll send that to you as well. Paige got you $1,000 coming up momentarily. The Rise Guys Rewind tomorrow morning, 6 until 10. And then Monday, Fat Boy.
Going touchdowns.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed weekend and tickle it, guys. It's good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle a little.
Ow! The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Jackie.
You hear what the man said?
A 93-minute roadblock is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet
Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.